And 28 new cases have been recorded in Victoria over the past 24 hours, while the state's death toll has risen to 32. Australia's coronavirus death toll has risen to 116. 122 people in Victoria have been hospitalised with the virus and 31 are in intensive care. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says the figures today are concerning, but the current effective reproductive number of the virus in the state is around one.
So there's a probability that it's below one, there's a probability that it's above one. It seems to be sitting at one from the modelling that's been done. That's reassuring, but we also have to go on the numbers we see every day. We also have to take that precautionary principle and work on the basis that we can't just sit back and expect numbers to go down because modelling tells us so.
Regional Victoria has also reported new cases this month, with 42 since July the 1st. New South Wales has recorded 8 new cases of COVID-19 over the past 24 hours. Only 2 of those are among returned travellers in hotel quarantine. The state is attempting to suppress an outbreak which was uncovered in southwest Sydney last week. Tighter restrictions for restaurants, bars, cafes and clubs have come into effect from today, while weddings and corporate events will be limited to 150 people, subject to the 4-square-metre rule. Elsewhere, the Northern Territory's border has officially reopened today for visitors, except for those from Victoria and metropolitan Sydney. Overseas, the United Nations has made an appeal for more than $10 billion in the fight against the pandemic. It is the UN's largest ever fundraising campaign, with warnings up to 265 million people could face starvation by the end of the year due to the impact of the pandemic. The funds will go toward low-income and vulnerable countries. National Employer Association organisation AI Group says its latest report shows the severe impact on businesses and communities during the pandemic is easing. AI Group has today released the 4th in a series of monthly reports about Australia's business experiences working and living under the impact of COVID-19 from March through to June this year. Chief Executive Innes Willox says while there are a few signs the situation for businesses is easing nationally for Australia as of June, reduced customer demand remains the primary inhibitor for Australian businesses. He says further measures will be needed to stimulate business activity and employment over the coming months, with a particular focus on Melbourne and other locations where activity restrictions have been reimposed. Australia's largest steelmaker has indicated it expects its earnings for the 6 months ending June the 30th to come in around $260 million. It had previously forecast earnings of $302.4 million. The company says domestic demand in Australia has remained resilient in the second half, but it has recorded weak demand led by automaker shutdowns from mid-March to mid-May at its North Star business in North America. Turning to sport now, in Rugby League, West Tigers players residing in Sydney's COVID-19 hotspots have been cleared of the virus, allowing them to play Brisbane tonight. In tonight's other NRL contest, the Storm take on the Titans.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 16 degrees as we struggle towards a top of 17 degrees today. Partly cloudy, high chance of showers along the coastal fringe, slight chance in the west, and that's most likely later this afternoon and evening. The winds are southwesterly up to 35 kilometres an hour and easing off to 25 kilometres an hour later this evening. Sun will set at 7 minutes past 5 tonight and back up again 2 minutes to 7 in the morning. Forecast for the weekend, Saturday mostly sunny, 8 to 18. Sunday mostly sunny again, 6 to 20. And Monday sunny, 6 to 17.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
West Pymble Ride Road approaching Lady Game Drive. A truck breakdown, 104 southbound lanes closed, lane 1. You should get through there without too much hassle. And Hornsea Park, Bringelly Road approaching Camden Valley Way. Hazard of a horse. So look out for the horses and the cows might be joining them. Reduce your speed, exercise caution. And the other advice, there are also two cars stopped on the road while motorists help with the horse. So be careful there at Hornsea Park. It's 5 minutes past one. Business Insights with Mario on Alive 90.5.
And thank you to all listeners and the sponsors of Alive 90.5 Business in Mario. We are very grateful to have today the expert on import and export of the goods in Australia, Lance Scholar, who share with us tips and insights how you can be more profitable and if you're considering importing or exporting something outside Australia. He's going to answer to you. So Lance, this is the second hour of our show. See, the first hour just gone like this, and I mean, well, look, Darren and I, we try to always make it our listeners very happy because we, you know, as yourself, you know, you don't have the big market behind yourself, but you have the great results, and you know, we share these results with our listeners. Now, we started talking about how the COVID-19 actually discussing how the COVID impacted supply and demand in Australia. But how the pandemic impacted this in reality? And I mean, like, you know, what did happen? You know, like, nobody wants the ships anymore. Nobody wants the goods. Everybody was afraid. What was the consensus of this? We don't want to anymore import-export things. You know, I mean, what were you afraid of, the sailors or the goods coming to Australia or around the globe?
I think there's a number of things, and it's a bit like a three-dimensional chess game. A number of things will actually impact on other things. So the planes that are not flying, we've talked about, the ships that have been repositioned. In fact, I read something from Neil Chambers, who's in represents the road freight aspect of taking containers to and from ships. He was saying that there's new issues, ranks, so people queuing to pick up their cargo, their containers from ships. There's less time to do that now, and there's bigger ranks, and it's more time involved in just waiting around. The containers, let's say we take that fridge example we talked about earlier, they come to your you deliver the containers delivered to your warehouse. They unpack the 20 fridges. They then have to take that container back to a container depot for then repositioning for an export out of Australia onto a ship. So if you think about that, all this logistics has to occur, and they may, because of the lack of ships that are coming in because of the delays we've talked about, there may not be enough containers at the present time to export goods out of the country. Maybe, particularly, there's general cargo containers, there's refrigerated containers. So if you were exporting packets of lamb, let's say, then if that container's not available, the empty container, to pack them in, well, you can't export them. You must have a refrigerated container. So there's all this logistics to-ing and fro-ing. What do I do? You know, do I have the cargo capability to get it out of the country? Is there a ship to take it to the destination I want? There's a number of aspects here. And it's like a three-dimensional chess set, or a movable feast, if you like. And actually, maybe it's a movable famine, maybe, yeah. Not a feast.
No, I really famine. Like your analogy there. And yeah, it's something I always use, 3D chess in time and space, or as I summarise it, a temporal 3D chess game.
Sure.
And it's so many things, and time is against us as well, and a lot of these things as well. So it's a very good analogy. And how do you seek to best help your clients when they're in this situation to make it as efficient as possible in times where we're all isolated, we're all locked down, and we're all seeking to have the best information from the best experts?
So I've transitioned from running courses, two-day courses, and I'm now focusing on clients who I coach. So recently, chap who did my course back in 2012, two-day course at Mossman Community Colleges. He contacted me and said, look, he's brought in a shipment recently from China, but he realised that he could do it better than he'd done before. So he got in touch with me. So I had a conversation with him, what was it all about? He told me the product and we talked about that. And he said, explained how it came in, which was not, it wasn't irregular, but it was not normal, let's say, the process that he used. I'm not going to go into what he used. But I said, well, if you're using that same collaboration, he was collaborating with a mate of his and the mate's mother, I said, you really need to put something in a documentary form so that you don't get caught out. So, but the deal I've done with him, I said, I'm coaching you. I'm not consulting to you. The idea of a coach, let's take Roger Federer. He has a coach. He's probably had a number of coaches over the years. They don't necessarily have to be good tennis players themselves, but they know the game. They know what he needs to do to improve his game so he can beat his competition. Make sense? So yeah. That's my aim, to find if people find me, I say, well, okay, I'm going to coach you. I'm not going to do it for you. I'm not going to show you what to do. Well, I'll show you what to do, but you have to go out and do it. I'm not going to do it for you, because you won't learn how to do it unless you do it yourself.
Mario, we often hear those sorts of tips here on Business Insights, where you're talking with a mate and with the best intentions, things may fall apart. So you need to formalise these sorts of things so you don't get in trouble. So really good tips there, Lance, that, put thought into it, but at the same time, don't necessarily go and find someone else to do it. But maybe, you do need a coach guide you through these strange times.
But you know what? This is totally irrelevant to what we're talking today topic now. You know, recently, maybe 2-3 days ago, on a border between Victoria and New South Wales, the cops, I don't know which side, Victoria and New South Wales, they stopped the car. And, you know, I don't know why people think they can go in these difficult times. You know, I mean, maybe they have the practice, pre-COVID practice, to do this, to travel with the car and bring the drugs. So what did happen? I mean, it was stopped for the patrol, you know what I mean? You can't come in New South Wales, and guy says, I need to see somebody, but everybody knows it's if you don't have a permission, the permit, you can come in New South Wales, you're going to be, you know, told to go back. Anyway, he was arguing that. So they checked his car, they found all these drugs inside. I think myself, like, what would you, what possess you? Do you read the news? You're like, cops and army and the drones and, space cadets. You know what I mean? Same go with the ship.
Well,
and
obviously, Mario, he didn't get good advice on importing it.
That's what it is, you know what I mean? Like, but we don't advise nobody to import in illegal substances and illicit drugs. We're talking here about genuine business, and Lance Scholar, he's navigating to difficult times. To, you know, helping people to navigate through difficult times as a COVID-19. I have another question before we take the break. I know that we've been affected with shipment and the freight, you know, I mean, shipment, freight shipments and air cargo on all of this now. Nobody has a crystal ball to see what's going to happen, everything else. But is any ship still driving around, driving? Is that how you said, darling, you're driving the ships?
Yeah, there's still ships operating.
Yeah.
I guess that's another issue too. What shipping lines have got the financial backing to survive?
Ah, okay.
Or what trucking companies?
Because the major reason why today in the show, because Darren and I always have the ideas, you know what I mean? But this one is my one. I said to Darren, we should become the pirates. But what's the point being the pirate? There's no ships in the ocean. You're listening to Line 90.5 Business with Mario and Darren, and our guest in studio, Lance Scholar. Thank you for listening. We'll take a short break and come back with more insights about export importing in Australia and around the globe with Lance Scholar.
Alive 90.5.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has a someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you're gonna stay, baby. And that's why, darling, it's incredible someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. And that's why, darling, when you hold my hand, I can hardly understand how someone like you thinks that I am unforgettable too.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
It really hurts us when a loved one passes on, but it's nice to know that their memory will be well respected in their final resting place. Castlebrook Memorial Park has looked after the families of loved ones for over 50 years. You can visit them and talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Remember, if you're going out drinking tonight, plan ahead to get home safely. Make sure you leave the car at home and get a lift. RBT means you need a plan B. If you're drinking, don't drive. A message from the New South Wales Government.
It's 19 minutes past one. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
And Darren. And thank you, Darren, for the guiding us for past hour and 20 minutes in producing the awesome sound, and with our guest in studio, Lance Scholar. Reason why you love Alive 90.5. We don't have opinions, we have the facts, truly facts, because we are community radio, so we can't invent our opinions, and the facts are always being presented by our guests, who are the truly unsung business heroes, people you don't see, like yourself now, being behind your radio or your, you know, devices, listening to this awesome radio show, Business is Mario. And Lance Scholar, you know, it's a true unique expert into importing, exporting in Australia, around the globe. And Darren and I, our little adventure, our little enterprise to become the pirates, you know, will not work because there's not many ships around, let's say. So, like, we nothing to, you know, we do this, you know, for ourselves. But Lance, COVID's happened. So there are some ships actually, steering, they're going to high seas, whatever it is. I can ask you some question. It's all related to the, how to import, export. But I saw some documentaries, Darren, I'm pretty sure you saw the big, big ships with a million containers, And then suddenly, they hit the big waves, on the ocean, somebody records, and suddenly see the containers falling from the ship. And can you imagine how fridges are there? I will be furious, eh?
I'm just glad I didn't have a fridge on order at that time. My fridge is going well. I won't say the brand.
So what's happened, Lance?
So that comes down to the risk we talked about before, transport risk.
Yeah.
So,
but my fridge is on the bottom of the ocean with a SpongeBob and a Patrick. Yes.
So insurance.
Yeah. But I wanted my fridge. And why? What would the?
Well, you haven't got your fridge.
Yeah.
So you might as well get compensation.
Oh, okay. So you get the.
So yeah. Mario, did you order your fridge by yourself, or did you put that risk onto someone else? So you can just rock up to the supermarket.
I was lucky.
The fridge
enough.
Market, whatever we say.
I was lucky enough. I was thinking that the huge retailer with the buy goods. We don't want to mention his name. I was dwelling. Will be the less supply. In shops of the washing machines, the fridges, anything else. Then you have the problem with that one. But I broke up in the shop and it's like I wanted that fridge, because I can fit things. I want to fit, a lot of them. Fancy thing, with the ice and everything else, which you don't using. It looks nice, but, you don't using. But the problem is, if you have that risk and your container goes on the bottom, a bikini bottom with a SpongeBob, and Squidward, you get compensated, right? That's
if you've got insurance. If you don't have insurance,
yeah,
goodbye.
What do you mean goodbye? What?
Well, you've lost it. You don't get it. You don't get compensated. If you take an insurance policy and it covers the risk that...
Just a second. You're telling me, if I don't have money, let's just say, starting putting whatever down in now, starting putting mics in me for the radio stations or for the, general public, and we don't pay insurance or we pay, $1 million for the mics, go on a bikini bottom, we don't get mics, we don't get money.
Not from the shipping line, no. So insurance is something that should be highly considered.
Okay.
Not only that, in some cases, a ship might jettison cargo in a rough seas. They might say, we need to lighten the load. If you think of Jonah and the whale, if you know that story.
No.
There was on a ship.
I know the Moby Dick
story. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, right? So Jonah's on this ship. He's trying to go the other way to what God wants him to go. He's on this ship, and the seas get really rough. And they start throwing rope over. They start throwing the cargo over. And he says, I'm the problem. So they throw him over, and it goes down. In that sense, let's bring it to from the Bible to modern days. If the captain of the ship was in rough seas and realised that they were – in dire straits, then they might say, okay, let's get rid of 10 containers off the ship to lighten the load so we can navigate through this. What would happen is obviously the people that have cargo's been jettisoned, they would lose their cargo.
Yeah.
If they're being insured, that'd be okay. Well, compensation.
Yeah.
But if not only that, you get a bill of lading, it's say an A4 sheet and it's fine print in two columns on the back of most bills of lading. It would take you half an hour or so to read through it at a quick scan and you need a microscope pretty much to read it. One of the clauses there for general average, if that event occurs where some cargo has been sacrificed for the benefit of the ship and the rest of the cargo, then those that have benefited from the sacrifice have to contribute to the loss compensation for the others.
Thank God.
If you haven't insured for that, you would then have to pay out money to those who sacrificed.
So you've got to insure for lots of things based on a decision that a captain of the ship may make.
Can you imagine our fridges? Like you say, I can steer the ship, let's go throw that container and our fridges are there. And you told the customers in Australia, we have the all new fridges for you.
We wouldn't have the fridges.
Well, we'll have the problem, you know.
Major problem,
yeah.
So I don't think we should go in the fridge business.
No, either pirating for this very moment. So how is it?
I'm not too sure how pirates are going at the moment.
I think they don't do it.
There are pirates out there. They attack ships with, bazookas and stuff and take over and then ransom the shipping line to.
So are you, let's say, somebody who is a broker for that, export import. Is a duty of care to tell the client, you know what I mean, what you're importing, from Somalia, right?
Yeah.
it's a possibility that your ship's going to be attacked by the pirates and we don't want to insure this.
Yeah, look, the challenge is if you try to educate, as I do, like 2 days course, which is a basic thing.
Yeah.
If you try to educate every client on every possibility, it's like a lawyer.
Yeah.
You say, oh, what's my risk if I buy this house? It'd probably take 5 weeks to write out a thing and say, we've looked at your property, this is where you live, this is, you know what I mean? It's almost impossible to give you all the risk. But you can give the basic concepts of, well, you could lose your container on your ship, it might fall off the side, or a plane might crash if it's on a plane. So you should take out insurance and get a pretty good policy, that covers most things.
So how is it going now, this very situation with the COVID-19 pandemic? How did it go shipping around the world? Do you have any information on this one?
Not overly. I read a few platforms that have information on it. There's quite a bit of challenges for a lot of shipping lines. As I said before, I'm not too sure how some shipping lines may not make it financially, because they may be heavily geared for their finance to keep them going. And I think that'll apply across a number of, like, road, rail, sea and air transport, not just import-export, but just transport in general. In America, before last year, there was a number of companies that went bust, big carriers in America, and I think that's going to heighten because of.
This never happened. This has never happened, darling. I think even during the world wars that the entire shipping industry stops. You know what I mean?
Well, they can't go to ports.
Yeah.
I mean, in the wars, there was danger in certain shipping routes.
Yeah.
But in this case, they're not welcome in many places.
Mm. I mean, this is like, 2020 is going to be remembered, you know what I mean, by the something. It's going to be go like in history channels in 100 years, they're going to say, and then 1st of March 2020, no more ships on the ocean. But that's a good for the, ecological system. We saw that, not having many ships on the planes actually created a quite good,
for the environment.
Yeah, for the environment.
Yeah,
you know
less
I mean? But
CO2 we are, and burning.
Yeah, but we're missing this now, But, the point it is, it's disrupted, we'll take a short break and then we're going to ask you a question, how to actually still continue working. You're listening online, 90.5 Businesses with Mario and Darlene. It's almost 1:30 and we'll come back after a short break.
Alive 90.5.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02882 9837. insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive, 90.5.
It's 27 minutes to 2 on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
And our lovely guest in studio. He just, why he's lovely, because he can bring the good news to all our business operators over there, entrepreneurs, and everybody who is in the import-export industry. The expert on that topic, on that subject, Len Scholar, who is with us in studio. And we're very grateful having him today. But he sunk the idea that Darren and I should go into pirate business, you know, because there's not many ships over there. And Darren and I, we make the beautiful vessel. You know, he's going to wait by the times, you know what I mean? But we spoke, Lance, you know, the risks, you know what I mean, on export-import industry. We discussed as well the how COVID-19 impacted import-export industry. But there's a steel shipping companies around the globe. So what would the advice would be to anybody right now who decide to export-import in Australia? And I know we touched this in the beginning when you say, man, there's a products and this and that. So let's go say we're talking about, hand sanitizer, right? And I want to bring hand sanitizer galore. What would you advise me what to do? And I say, listen, Lance, I have like a market, you know, it's like a 60 million people just line up for my hand sanitizer. What would be the great risk for me to do such a business?
If you've got the market, fine, and you know that you can access that market, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
it's one thing to know there's a big market there, but have you got the ways and means to do that?
Yeah.
But I guess the other thing is some of the what we've discussed, you might source that product from whatever country it is.
Yeah.
Is there going to be, are you able to work on a scheduled timetable that you would not pre-COVID you can do?
Yeah.
It's like you want to catch a train into Sydney on the metro from, you know, Rouse Hill, where I live. Is that train going to be diverted because of issues at the moment? Maybe the train hasn't been cleaned for COVID and they won't let it out till it has been cleaned. And so there's people not there delays, because they're on their lunch break.
So
that's a silly example, but it's the same thing. So even though you've got the goods in the supplier's country, it's on the ship or at the port, is it going to get diverted because it can't go? Like it might be coming from a number of ports on the way to Sydney, if we use Sydney's example. But on the way there, it might not be able to unload goods for a week or 2 weeks.
Mm.
Maybe, you know, maybe it's in Singapore and it's stuck there because of whatever's happening there, it's impacting that. So the delays, if you've paid for your money up front...
it's a risk.
It's a risk because the reliability that is normally there pre-COVID may not be there today or tomorrow or the day after.
So, you know, can you tell us, how do you see social media today informing the audience or the customers or the, you know, clients on social media platforms? Do you believe there's a lot of the wrong messages being done? A lot of promising or, you know, a lot of maybe, you know, theories, you know what I mean?
Look, it's like in the pre-social media days, the print media, the TV media had it locked up. The people that owned those media stations, and people got, you know, frustrated because they thought, well, they've got their views and they're promoting their views through their their channel. Today, in a sense, everybody can have their own opinions and promote that on social media within reason, as we know.
Yeah.
So if you're following certain people on, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, if you're locked into them sort of, and the algorithms provide those voices to you, then you may not be getting the best advice from those people. Who knows?
It's funny thing is, Darren, did you hear yesterday was a Twitter account of many celebrities, including the Barack Obama, being hacked on Twitter?
So apparently $100,000 worth of Bitcoin was transferred before these were all locked down. And you mean, wow, how can people be so gullible, or do they just follow these people blindly?
Well, give me
Bitcoin. Oh, yes, sir.
We're talking about SpaceX, you know, the Elon Musk. I mean, his account's been hacked. You know, I was thinking he has like a Robocop scene, I mean, on every, you know, password. Somebody tried to, you know, enter wrong password. He's one, so he's going to have the, all this, you know, guarded secrets, whatever it is. He's been hacked, you know.
Yeah, but no doubt it's Twitter's problem, this one, rather than all these people. Most definitely it'd be Twitter's problem, this one, and somehow they've just got in via a backdoor in Twitter somehow and go, okay, we're going to show it to you, Twitter. This is what we can do, and whammo.
I think I'm going to change the strategy on life from pirates to become the hacker.
Social media pirates.
You're listening live 90.5. This is with Mario and the guest in studio, Lance Scola. And we'll take a short break and then we'll come back before we close down 2 p.m.
Alive 90.5.
My breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye. Through the fire, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear.
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a stag and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills 2153, or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Chambers Cellars Winston Hills, proudly independent cellars, has a wide selection of wines from Australia's unique wine regions, as well as local and international beers and spirits. Pop in and meet Mark and the team, who will give you the best advice at the right price. Open 7 days a week, Chambers Cellars, your local cellars for all your entertaining needs and for relaxation. Chambers Cellars, station sponsor.
You're listening to the sound of Alive
90.5. It's 16 minutes to 2. You're on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario.
And Darren Skev-Davis, the best producer in the world, and I know you're enjoying this radio show. As I say, always in our on air. We would like to have opinion, however, we are the community radio station, so we are here to bring the facts, and the facts it is that we have the less import and export in Australia. However, if you're in a business where you want to import or export, today with us in studio, it's our guest, Len Scholar. He's the man. He started in 1968, so he knows, you know, I mean, from the, you know, the shipping, how it works from the last couple decades, and he shared today some insights with us and everybody who is interested how to work on export import. Please go on our website, line905.com.au, later on today, and you're going to hit the podcast with Lance Scholar, and you can contact him that way. Now, Lance, let's go on social media.
Yep.
Okay, we spoke about social media. There's a lot of conspiracy theories there. There's people tuning into channels, and then the other humans and other individuals or corporations, and there's a lot of misinformation over there. But you clearly stated there are some shipments in the oceans and seas. However, timetable will not correspond like a pre-COVID time.
Sure, sure.
That's the truth.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But in a situation like this, you know, I mean, you coached a lot of people around Australia and the globe, and you saw how the shipment works. What do you see, your opinion, you know what I mean, your opinion now, it's going to be Australia in 2 years' time? Do you believe Australia's going to have the more merchant fleet and they're going to organize themselves, you know what I mean, learn from this, or we're going to still rely on heavily of importing through the other countries?
I think there's going to be a shift. I think there's a mental shift in most countries saying we're relying too much on China. A particular country.
Yes.
In Northeast Asia, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going back to the thought, maybe we should be more self-reliant.
Yeah.
We lost our car industry.
Yeah.
But maybe we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because of the...
Now definitely this government here thinks about this one, retooling the calling, you know what I mean? Remember the Gladys, Premier New South Wales, she said, you know what I mean, in the beginning, you know, she calls many businesses to do retooling, you know what I mean, to correspond to the crisis, you know what I mean, making hand sanitizer, whatever this was. Mm. And I truly believe that's what it is. But, you know, I mean, in terms of export-import, you know, I mean, we're going to obviously survive all of this, and, you know, we can't go forever without ships and, you know, planes and so on. But is that should be discouraged for the many future businesses to ever import or export? Or
no, I don't think so. I think the global trade that we've had, I've come up to that because of mainly containers and express air freight, has made international trade quite feasible and economical. How that's going to pan out in the next few years, and I'll say years because it's not going to happen overnight, the solutions to our current situation. But I think the platforms are there, and I think people are just going to reassess their situation. So are people going to start manufacturing clothes in Australia? Some will. Most won't, I don't think.
Yeah, but certainly I don't want to do it because my design will be very straightforward, you know what I mean? So, like, It will be for the people, like, you know, my size, yeah. Which, darling, you can't wear. You know, I mean, it's going to be too big for you. So, like, that's something.
Well, Mario, I thought it might be a pirate uniform that you might do.
Captain Jack Sparrow. That'll be great one thing. But people, basically, and generally speaking, should not be discouraged with this one. Even it is the impact, you know, everybody feels the impact. You know, there's nobody who doesn't feel the impact, because we can see even large corporations which have been, they've been affected with this one. And, you know, I mean, bigger they are, you know, more it's going to be the hurdle. Now, before we wind up the show, you know, I mean, I like to ask in the break, what do you prefer more, Vegemite or Marmite?
Vegemite, definitely.
Okay, so you don't
I'm an Aussie.
Well, you are like a Darren, you know what I mean? But Darren doesn't like a Vegemite anymore. He knows love Nutella. I tried to convert him, you know, into my religion, Nutella. But it's like, he doesn't give enough, man. He doesn't give enough. He likes his healthier stuff, you know what I mean? So how do you start your day?
How do I start my day?
Yeah.
What
would you tip you give to everybody?
Well, I go to bed with my phone plugged into my ear. I actually have tinnitus buzzing in the ears. So I normally listen to an audible book to go off to sleep with.
How this works for you?
And then I'll wake up in the morning with, if it's still going, I'll still be hearing it.
Darren, did you try this audio books?
I was just very intrigued about you saying that you do that because of tinnitus. I have tinnitus as well.
And do you get what? Tinnitus? What?
Tinnitus.
What is that?
Tinnitus. Like? Ringing in the ears all the time.
Because you listen to somebody reads your book in your ears all night.
But you do that to actually... No. You're putting it the wrong way around.
Okay.
So Lance was saying that he does that to actually support him going to sleep because of the ringing in the ears.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but it does work, this thing, actually, that, you know, the book...
It's great. I mean, my favorite book, and it's a long one, is Middlemarch by George Eliot, who's a lady, written in...
George Eliot, it's a lady.
Yeah.
English is
that was a pen
funny.
Name.
Okay.
It was written in the middle 1800s.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And the voice artist is Juliet Stevenson.
Yeah.
And she's... She has about 35 characters.
Same person.
English people in country England. And she does, you know, you can tell each one separately. It's amazing. But what amazes me about George Eliot, the author, this is 1800s. Her book is about medicine, religion, politics, a range of things, and you think, how did she know all this stuff without Google?
Yeah, how did she know it? How did she know it?
You know, how did she have all this information to write a book of such depth and interweave it into a story? Just amazing.
Well, I
love listening to it because of all the different voices, and she does them. I mean, she's a female, obviously. Mm. But the male voices, you can tell they're males. Mm. She's just brilliant at it, you know. Anyway,
what's your latest book you were listening on headsets?
I'm not a big listener or reader.
Yeah,
I'm very much a grazer as it comes to looking at content. So, yeah, no book in particular. There's one thing I'm reading at the moment. The author skips my mind, but it's talking about smart cuts. So, and it's very interesting. So in business, you might think, well, how does that person get ahead? Mm. And you might say, oh, they take shortcuts. And this guy says, no, they take smart cuts. So they're things where they take I'll give you some examples, maybe talk about another show. Yeah. But it's quite an interesting read, but I haven't picked it up for a few days, so I probably got to get back into it and see what smart cut I can take.
Okay, but this is a new one. Like, I never tried reading the book.
Listening.
Listen to the book, because I think my mind, I can't be like, you know, I will not be able to concentrate myself, particularly not before they go to sleep, you know what I mean? But Lance, you know, you're the man of experience, truly you are, you know what I mean? And you adapted yourself through the decades, you know what I mean? From 1960 to today in digital age. What would be your biggest take or your biggest advice to anybody start business? You know what I mean? What would be your biggest tip to somebody, say, like, I want to start my own business in the next couple of days? What would you suggest somebody or give the tip?
You've got to find a market that people are willing to buy your product or service, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Then you've got to understand the digital marketplace of how you can get the message out there. Mm. You might have the best product in the world, but if people don't know about it, it ain't going to take on.
Yeah.
So on social media, I got involved the 29th of December 2008 when I thought, I can see what this is all about. I'm going to do some testing. And it happened.
It happened.
It was Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn in particular. I'm on Facebook. I haven't used it for years now. And I understand it can be a very powerful channel. But for me, Twitter and LinkedIn, and I've got about 150,000 followers on my main Twitter channel.
Yeah.
We're going to
hack your account there. Darling, we're going to hack your account there.
Bitcoin I don't have a Bitcoin account.
So, Lance, for the last, you know, before we wind up the show,
sure.
Darling and I, if somebody want to come in touch with you, you know, when they want to talk to you, have more information, how they can contact you best?
If they go to my LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
which is Lance Schooler, LanceScoular, they can find my contact details there.
You see, I have the idea for you. I'm going to find a book somebody reads on Scottish or Irish to you, Darren, and I'll let you to listen this before you go to sleep. So let me tell you how you're feeling. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. That was another session with our guest, and please tune in next Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We have the very awesome guest as well. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all sponsors of Align 90.5.
Stay tuned for The Pass, Paul and Steve Show, and Alive 90.5.
90.5. We'll be right back.
Alive 90.5.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Follow the rules or face...